Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me, having a great visit with our good friend Ken Crozen. Kenneth is an outstanding intellectual property attorney with the firm Foley & Lardner out of Washington, D.C. That's Foley.com is their website. Ken, recently I know you were, of course, you travel all over the world. You do business internationally, but I know that you were in Europe recently. And one of the things that you were pointing out to me is the advantage that America has over the European Union with regard to intellectual property. Talk to us about that.
Sure. I was in Europe a few weeks ago, and what struck me is the conversations going on over there about trying to harmonize European patent protection. Right now, there are something like 27 different countries, each of which has its own patent. So,
wow.
if you're somebody who wants to protect his intellectual property rights in Europe, you know, you want to do it in each of these countries, you've got to go out and get 27 different patents, which is enormously expensive.
You have to think of Europe, the European Union, the way you do in terms of a marketplace. You need to think of it like the United States instead of a bunch of different countries. There are a bunch of different states that are together. They are sovereign countries, but they are doing business from a commerce standpoint. It's very much like the United States. But yet, I own intellectual property. I own trademarks that are registered in my name. But I'm protected across the entire United States with those.
That's right. And in Europe, it's not like that.
In Europe, I'd have to get something in Belgium and France and Spain and England, et cetera, wouldn't I?
Yeah, well, in the patent area, yes. So the
what about trademarks?
Coming up with a European patent that would be enforceable in any of the member EU countries. The reason that they're trying to do that is to make themselves more competitive with the United States.
And this, and by the way, quickly, that includes, you said patents, but that also includes trademarks, I'm assuming.
In the trademark area, you've got an international convention which covers trademark protection. So it's a little bit different there. But in the patent area, you have to get national patents in every country. Which makes it a nightmare and, like I say, very expensive. So what people do is when you're counseling a client, you say, okay, which countries do you think you'll be doing business in? They say, well, we'll be doing business in England and France. I say, okay, well, then all you need to do is get patents in England and France.
You have to choose.
Yeah,
and then go through the process.
Expensive.
It's expensive, as you say. But doesn't this amplify the positive impact that a quality, efficient, and respected and enforceable patent regime, patent system has on the economy?
Absolutely. I've been saying this for many years to whoever will listen that patents are really sort of the backbone of in our economy in many ways. I don't know if people realize it, but patents are written right into the U.S. Constitution that people may protect their inventions, and the founding fathers put it in there because they recognized that you've got to have protection in order to get people to invest in innovation. If you don't have that kind of protection, people aren't going to invest. Period.
You know, I wonder how much of an influence Ben Franklin was on that language.
Well, as you know, he and Thomas Jefferson, they were
both
inventors, and.
Yeah.
I think that those guys were very cognizant of the fact that you got to have that kind of protection in order to stimulate innovation.
I should have said Jefferson too, because I've certainly been to Monticello, and you're right, he was on par almost with Franklin. But thank goodness for that. But it's folks, as you pursue your business objectives and your activity, pay attention to these intellectual property rights. As you pointed out so well, Ken, as the way I found you, actually, the intellectual property, the power of intellectual property is increasing every year as we move through the into the future, isn't it?
It is, and you know, the Chinese now are about to overtake us in the number of patent applications that they're filing, and yeah. They certainly recognize it.
Yeah, and of course they. I hate to take a shot at them, but I really don't. Of course, they do a lot of patents, but they also take a lot of our intellectual property too, by force, they just do it. Hey, Ken, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you, Jim. Enjoyed it.
Kenneth Crozen, ladies and gentlemen, that's Foley.com is their website. Ken will be back real soon. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you today. Never be afraid to try something new. Amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.